Hello and welcome back to RMU Chat on RMU Radio, your campus, your voice. My name is Malik Johnson. Here with me today, Mike Evans.
Whoa.
Rashad Christian.
Hi.
And making his second appearance on RMU Chat, Evan Patel.
Sided!
If you guys missed last week, we did not do a show. That's probably why you missed it. Nobody showed up. Simple as that.
Wow.
But yeah. If you don't know what RMU Chat is, we each come to the top to the table with a topic of some sort, and we discuss it. And most of the time, we do not have a topic to discuss, and we just talk for a bit. Mike, how are you today?
I am. I'm a little sick. So is Rashad here next to me. So that's fun. I'm not sure if it's allergies or not.
Oh no, I'm just like deathly ill. Don't even.
So let's all get in a. Let's all get in a nice small room, sit next to each other, and breathe on top of each other.
Yeah. In a closed environment.
Yeah, so none of us are going to be very feeling well for the next week or so.
Yeah, so that'll be fine.
I mean, it's springtime. What do you expect?
So. Yeah.
Evan, how are you?
I'm great, man.
Me and you went out yesterday to a shoot. What was that like?
Dude, it was pretty fun.
I had fun a lot.
I enjoyed it a lot. I'm surprised it's under construction.
Under construction. Okay. We went to the Shenley Apartments, the old Shenley High School. Was closed down for asbestos. I know I'm saying that word wrong.
Asbestos.
But
I got you.
Pretty sure that's where my parents went to high school.
Yeah, really? It's now high-end apartments.
Yeah.
They're about $1,200 a month.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, so that's really cool. They're leasing now. You guys can hear more about that on RMU Live tomorrow afternoon.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right. Yeah. And going on to the topics, we've got an article from CNBC. Elon Musk founded a new company to basically put robots in our brains.
Oh, no.
That's what he wants to do.
Elon Musk?
Elon Musk.
I thought he was, like, super against, like, technology takeover. Like, he was one of the guys that was like, yeah, be careful with that.
Yeah, he says that this is an important way to keep us one step above AI, but apparently he founded a company called Neuralace with a guy who, in his last career, was making Neuralaces for monkeys. So now they're going to put robots in their brains.
Well, like, Neuralaces, that's pretty much what they use in a... Like the War of the Worlds, isn't it? Like probably. Whatever comes after the War of the Worlds, whatever that book series is.
Yep, probably. How do you guys feel about it? Rashawn, do you have any opinions on robots in your brain?
I don't like it. My brain is crazy enough as it is. I don't need somebody else controlling it.
Well, this would be just like having a Mac in your computer.
Nope.
Like a Mac inside of your head. I don't know if you'd want a Mac.
I don't want anything inside of my head other than my brain and its various components.
That's pretty fair. That's kind of how I feel, but also kind of not.
Yeah. I don't know how I feel about that. That'd be kind of cool. At the same time, be like, huh. I mean, like, yeah, it's unhuman-like to have, like, a chip or, like, a robot inside your brain. But at the same time, you could get, like, update information. Like, what happened that robot had connected to Wi-Fi?
I'm just very cautious about what goes inside my body. That's why I don't eat a lot of things, because I don't trust it. Except I take a lot of prescription drugs.
Yeah.
That's a different thing.
Yeah, that is true. But, like, it's, like, something cool about it. Like, you see this in movies.
Oh, there's definitely something cool about it, but it's just a matter of do you want, like...
Yeah, it's the question of how much do I trust
in
it.
...your head that, like, feeds you information and, like, has the potential to be, like, manipulated in a way that will eventually... manipulate you.
That's my thing with it, where it's like, okay, so it's a computer in your head, but it's like, yeah, well, how hard is it for one, me to make changes to it, and two, somebody else to make changes to it?
Right.
Yeah, that's like, true, but yeah,
like if it's like easy to hack, like a
I think,
like,
what
a normal computer,
I think it would be a really big selling point is how easy is it get into. He said that it wouldn't need surgery. He would inject it through your veins, which is even worse.
That sounds like
but, like, so, how easy is it going to be to hack it and make it so that all I'm seeing is cat pictures while I'm driving?
Yeah.
Because I don't need that.
Well, that's the thing with new cars that has been coming up, where, like, there are cars now that, like, project, like, heads-up stuff onto the windshield. Where, like, it'll project your speed, like, routes and stuff. Like, it'll even put the weather on your windshield, I think, some of them.
And who's to say someone won't control that and just make it, like, a black screen so you can't see anything and you crash?
Yeah, that's a really big scary thing that I have about... Just with cars, specifically, that's cars are already tons cars, of metal. And
I think cars should just be left alone with.
There was actually a company a while ago. The person that ran it was the person behind the Sony hacks a while ago, and it was the guy that originally jailbroke the iPhone.
Okay.
And he made software that can be put onto any car that has like an in-car computer system that allows it to be a self-driving car. Like, this software has been out for a while. You can buy it on the internet. I think it's like $700.
Really cheap for a self-driving car
software. So it's like he made it, and like his company got shut down because he was like selling it and wouldn't follow like government regulations. But there are people that still have it. And this college student in Texas bought it and put it on like his Honda Civic. You can put this on whatever car you feel like.
Self-driving Ford Focus.
All right. Yes.
It's like, it's just how long until like this is just a normal thing where it's like you boot up your computer at home, plug in your car, and download new software for it.
Yeah, I mean, with me and car, I like to have completely over control, like all in control. That's why I really like manual cars a lot more than automatic, just because you feel more with the car.
Yeah.
Like, self-driving car is like, I think it's really cool, like especially when you don't know how to drive or like. You don't have a permit or anything, or a driver license that, like, you could still get around in a car that all you have to do is just hop in and it's like, okay, let's go to the grocery and stuff like that. I think it's really cool, but with me, like, and I think a couple other people too out there still today, like, it's like, I still want completely full control of that car. No matter what.
Yeah, I can't. Like, I am easily distracted just like walking. Mike and Rashad are both dying at the same time in the radio studio. This is breaking news. Yeah, I'm distracted simply walking down the street.
I've heard stories about New York.
So when I
when I
get to the point, Avon is Snapchatting us now.
I'm sorry.
No, that's fine. But. I get distracted walking down the street, so if it comes down to me watching you, listening to podcasts in a car or watching YouTube videos, I'm probably going to go over a bridge. And so,
see, I already listen to podcasts whenever I'm driving.
I have earbuds in when I'm driving.
That's probably not great. Really?
That's not good.
That's actually really scary.
I've noticed that. It's like
my dad does it too. Well,
to be fair, I have earbuds in all the time.
Yeah,
that's true.
And you're also not like me, where like I listen to my music super loud.
Yeah, I'm not like
able to hear anything else.
I'm not shut off from the world.
But when I also have my earbuds in. Car speakers.
Yeah, I do that to my car speaker all the time. Like if you hear me driving, yeah, you hear my my speaker blasting out.
Yeah, there's a sort of rush when you're just like on a highway driving like 80 plus, and then you roll your windows down and you just blast your speakers.
Oh yeah.
It's an amazing.
See, I do that going 20 miles an hour through residential neighborhoods.
Mike is just playing gangster rap going through residential neighborhoods.
I'm playing like death metal in a hard style as I'm driving around at 3 o'clock in the morning in residential neighborhoods.
That's great.
We're getting into that time though, where like you can just cruise with your windows down. It's nice. It's finally getting nice out.
Yeah, I'm gonna hopefully get my permit, get on the road soon.
Oh
wow, you heard that.
Yep, and that's gonna be.
Malik, get your permit man.
I do not have my I have a permit, but it's expired.
Okay.
You should have just gotten your license. Like
If it was that easy to just get my license, I would have done it. I promise you.
It kind of.
I need someone to teach me how to drive before I can drive.
Yeah, like I don't know.
That's the issue.
Driving, okay. Like I'm sure you know this, but driving isn't as hard as people like.
Oh no.
Say it. Driving is actually really, really simple and easy.
Avon has taken me out driving, and he's like, yeah, you're fine. Yeah. You just need to, like, drive more.
Yeah, that's really easy to keep practice. It's one of those things you got to keep practicing at it until you get better. Like, I mean, it's with some people, like...
There are certain aspects of driving that you need to practice to get better, like turns and whatnot. So, like, you have smooth turns,
parking. You
need parallel parking, especially.
Like, the actual process of just driving the car... Mm-hmm. Is so easy.
It's pretty intuitive. It's kind of hard to do wrong.
Yeah, you're just like, okay, I'm going too fast. Let me put my foot off the gas pedal a little bit. I see a stop sign or a red light. Hit the brake.
I mean, it's common sense too. Like if you're in a car all the time, like if you're just around, like you know some signs, like the stop sign, the yield sign, the passenger sign, the traffic light, how it works, the speed limit. It's like.
Or if you're from Pennsylvania, the deer crossing sign.
The deer crossing sign is actually legit. for a couple of times.
Derexing, as so. I thought it was.
Yeah, derexing. I mean, like I passed my permit on the first try. I passed my driver test on the first time, like, right off the bat. I literally got my license. Like, as soon as, like, I turned 16, like, I think 16, that you could get your junior license, or 17.
16 is when you can get your,
junior license,
right? Yeah, like
the, 16 and a half, I think.
16 and a half. The soon I turned, I remember looking at my permit because they give me the date. I remember on that day, I literally went to the driver license center and took the test and passed it with 100. And he told me, like, well, all right, you're on the road. And I'm on the road from that point.
But, see, I didn't get my permit until I was, like, 17.
Really?
Yeah, I waited a while. I didn't have a job. I didn't have anywhere to go. Like, I didn't really do anything that I needed to drive, so it was like, might as well not pay insurance if I don't have anywhere to go.
Yeah, that's true. Very true. Yeah, I consider myself lucky on that part. Like, cars, it's, like, really not a problem because since my dad's a mechanic, like, he owned his own body, like, his shop in Jersey. So, and I know a couple things about my car, too, because with my car, we fixed her up a couple of times. Like, we got her for, like, $700. Engine's busted with, I think, 160,000 miles in it. 100,000. There we go. I was like, wait, that doesn't sound right. 160,000. Okay. You know what I meant. It's like 16030, all right? And then now she owns close to 250,000 miles.
I thought you hit 250 not that long ago.
No, she's almost there.
Almost there?
She's almost there. Like, I think 10,000 miles ago. But, like, that car should be dead, like, at 220. But, like, she's still running.
The wheel should have fallen off of that.
Yeah, but it's, she's a beauty.
Yeah, like, and then it's like my dad's like 07 Toyota Tacoma rusted out in like 5 years.
Yeah.
It had frame rust after a couple of years. The car wasn't even paid off yet. Oof. My dad works in cars too, but he does body work, not mechanical. Yeah, he's a, I don't know, he fixes dents, but he doesn't like paint over them. He actually like goes inside the car and stuff. It's weird.
Oh, that's actually pretty cool. The dents and everything, we need to, like, especially on my car. My car, like, my back end is dented. My front end, my front passenger side is dented. My hood is, like, a little bit crooked because I got in a car accident, like, a couple months ago, which is, like, it's, like, a very mild one. So, but, like, yeah, there's dents everywhere in my car, but I love her to death. So,
I've managed to not mess up my car.
And I feel like your car is, like, a student at Robert Morris by herself.
Dude, she's a
character.
Yeah, is a character. Oh, man, there's a lot of adventure with her. There's a lot of story behind that car. And from the day I got it all the way to, like, today, like, pretty much, there's always something. Like, I don't know, I always love, like I said, I always love cars, no matter what. And I always give a character just because.
All right.
That's just me. People think I'm crazy, but it's okay. A lot of people think I'm crazy at this point.
Most people think we're all crazy.
Yeah.
All right, guys, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, I've got another topic for you guys.
All right.
More Elon Musk news after the break.
All right.
Sounds good.
All right. Thank you.
calling the radio?
I think so.
Oh, can someone call it?
Tim, can we?
Yeah, we can sure. Answer. It's all, dudes.
How do we do that?
Just pick up the
phone. How do you?
Oh, wait, it's over. They're not calling no more. Oh, no.
Mike's talking.
Oh, it's all Mike.
I'm sorry, we're live on the radio right now.
Yeah?
Who?
Who?
Yeah, I'm sorry, thank you.
It's a wrong number, everyone.
Oh, okay.
Have a great day.
That's great.
All right.
Oh, boy. That's amazing.
All right.
That happened.
Perfect. All right.
A live call-in, and it wasn't even meant for us.
Somewhere in Texas. Thank you for calling in to RMU Radio.
Someone called.
You should have plugged it.
Find the paper.
You should have absolutely plugged the show.
Give me the thing.
What?
There's a you can call in to this radio station.
Yeah, you can. I'm not sure exactly how to get it to work on the soundboard though.
I'm pretty sure you just unmute.
Well, we are live.
Yeah, we are live.
Yeah, I think you just unmute the phone and then you press one of these buttons.
Phone is unmuted, so
phone and then just like bump it up.
Maybe
it's already press studio. Maybe I don't know. We'll try it.
We'll figure it out when we get
we'll
a
figure
real
it out.
Call.
All
right, since we have a next week, right, Malik?
Next week.
Next week we have a thing going on.
We'll tease it again later in the show, but yeah, next week we have a thing. Stay tuned for our tease.
So
our tease of a tease.
We'll have the phone numbers up somewhere, and you can call in and ask some questions.
Yeah.
Tell me what you think about me.
But back to the topic at hand, Elon Musk once again making news. Basically, one of the best ways to prepare for the show is to type Elon Musk into Google and switch over to the news tab, because there's always something.
I wish I had like that kind of money, like Bill Gates, Elon Musk. Rashad's going to die really quick.
Okay.
Like Bill Gates, Elon Musk money, just where like you can do whatever you feel like and you don't have to care because there's nobody signing your paycheck.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Elon Musk claims that he is going to launch the first recycled rocket. So the rocket will be made out of all recyclable materials, and he's going to launch it. Let me see if I can find the date.
So is he like a certified genius?
Yes.
Pretty much, yeah.
He's just in charge of stuff.
Elon Musk, basically. I don't even know if he's a genius as much as like he just has money.
No, he's a really smart guy. Well,
you need smarts to know how to use that money.
That's fair. I mean, he comes from
a long line of things.
South African-born, Canadian-American, business magnate. Wow. He's an engineer.
Oh, okay.
He's an engineer.
That makes
sense. Yeah.
All my
He typed Elon Musk.
Yes, I did.
Elon Musk is going to launch the first recyclable rocket. That'll happen at some point soon. What do you guys think? Are you guys into recyclable rockets?
Dude, I'm all for it.
Sure. I'm not sure
I guess, yeah.
How well that works, but...
I don't know either.
I don't even know what thoughts I have about it, because I don't care. But
I'm all
good,
for
good for him.
No, that means we're one step closer to space adventure. In my opinion,
we've already done space adventures.
No, like even
real
more
space adventures.
He's talking about the first consumer flight that goes around the moon.
How's a recycled rocket closer to space?
Cheaper to make.
It's cheaper to make, and you can reuse it again. Like instead of all rockets, it's
like once
one
it becomes damaged, you can instead of like building a new rocket, you can just use that one, the materials from the old one, to rebuild a new one.
Yeah, and it's like, that's the beauty of it. So
I mean, like, it's not as important as, you know, all the other crazy stuff SpaceX has done. Mm-hmm. Like, landing a rocket standing up straight on a barge on the ocean.
Oh, yeah. That's
pretty crazy.
That's ridiculous.
That was great.
Also they were, like, one of the first private space companies to, like, launch from NASA pads?
Yeah.
I believe so. That sounds about right.
No, but it was, like I said, I'm all for space, like... Wherever we get us closer to space, I just hope we do it in our lifetime. Like, I want to see someone go to Mars or, or moon again.
Here's the story. I'm sorry, even I cut you off.
No, you're fine, man.
In a historical move, the Space Transport Service provider is all set to launch a cargo spacecraft off from the Earth today. However, the highlight is that this carrier, the Falcon 9 rocket, has already once landed at the International Space Station and called back by SpaceX to the planet safely, thereby making it a recycled vehicle. So now, it is actually a rocket that has been recycled and reused.
Okay, so they're saying like it's
not a theory.
It's a reusable rocket.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which is
still super cool. That this is the first time a rocket has gone up come back down and is going up again.
Yes.
Because I know the, what are the Russian ones? The Russian rockets. Whatever they're called. The Suez capsules. They are disposable. Like, they just shoot those things off into the air, and then they come back and burn up pretty much. Wow. Like, they're next to nothing. That's why, for a long time, we sent our astronauts up with Russians, just because their capsules were so much cheaper.
That's kind of funny, because we got to the moon before they did.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Ooh, I got a delivery. Oh, I know what this is. Never mind. Carry on.
Wow. All right. Yep. No, wait, hold on. Oh, man. Quick question, okay? Because I remember we talked about this in this century, but, like, will you be the first person to be on Mars, like, knowing there's no way coming back?
No.
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
No, would not go.
Like,
From a perspective of a person who, like, thinks space travel is great, but is not overly eager to even go out there and try anything. I'm not doing, if there was a prospect of me coming back, mm-hmm. like a 99.9% chance of me being able to come back, mm-hmm. then maybe, because like, I'm not just leaving everything here.
Like,
I don't find that smart or like, put your hand, they didn't see you.
I don't care. I'm going to wave high at the tour like I do,
but they didn't see you.
They're talking about us now. Hi guys.
Thanks. Listen for us live in Rumos.
Thanks guys.
We're also live in Ramos, that's true.
All right.
Yeah.
Always live.
No, but like...
No, I won't. I don't find that sensible.
Really?
To go to Mars and not come back.
Yeah, like...
When you're like, when you have a life here, and you have a family here, and you have people that care about you here, and you're just like, all right, deuces, and then gone forever.
But think of all the like...
You'd go down in history.
You'd be down in history.
I don't care that much.
Well, like, yeah, say that, but like, how many people have actually been to the moon, and how many can you name?
I'm not opening the door.
What?
I'm not opening the door.
Mara's outside.
Mara's outside trying to get in.
But yeah,
she's
Mike,
gonna
what,
stare at me.
What were you saying, Mike?
I was saying like, just like, you're not really gonna go down in history as going to Mars. Like, just think, we know who's been to the moon: Neil Armstrong,
Buzz Aldrin.
There's like 9 or 10 people that have been on the moon.
Yeah, it's true.
Like we know two of them.
Right. No, right. But like, just exploring, like, you just, I don't know, I really want to be on Mars and just like explore out there. Like,
my problem would be not having the option to come back.
Right.
Like, if I could go there and knew that if I really needed to, I could get back to Earth, I would go in a heartbeat.
Right.
And like Avon, we did talk about this. You said you are willing to give up everything here and drop it all and then never come back.
Yeah. Like, I think it's pretty cool. Like, just got in more. All right, just let her in. Jeez. All right. Hi, Mara.
Man, you might want to go over on that side.
Okay.
Yeah. We're about to have a deep conversation.
Question for you.
All right, go.
Let's say your mom and dad were like, if they begged you not to go.
Okay.
What if your little sister begged you not to go? If anyone important begged you not to go, are you still going?
I don't know. Like, I would still go, probably. Like, just because, like, I don't know. Like, it's just me and exploration. Wow.
Exploration.
Yeah, that word. Yeah, coming from a guy who can't speak English as well. But, like, it's just, like, the sense of it. Like, the unknown. Just want to go out there, see what's out there, like, up there. Like, sure, it might take my life.
And you're talking about just going to Mars.
Yeah.
Seeing what's on Mars.
Yeah,
it could something be. Something the rover hasn't done yet.
Yeah. I think it's different, like, still, though, to have a rover and have an actual human being on Mars.
It's like a rover can, like, send you pictures and stuff, but a person can tell you what they feel.
Yeah.
Like,
journal.
Oh my goodness, can you imagine if Avon wrote a journal up in the space on Mars died and we found it like years later?
Imagine all the grammar mistake would be on it, like you guys would roast me on grammar.
It would be great because it would be basically hieroglyphics years from now. They'd be like, what is going on?
The English is not real on this one. Oh man. But I think it'd be really cool.
I just can't.
Yeah, I mean, like, more power
wouldn't
to
do
you.
It. I am all for space station, and that, Avon, honestly, if you want to go to Mars, have fun. I will give you all of the money to go, but I will not step on space. I will not step on that rocket.
Oh, man.
You If you want to go away forever, this is a
I would pay as much as I could to
self-funded mission, because I can't help you go away forever. That's not happening.
Oh man, all right, well, that's a thought.
For science.
Wait, why are we talking about? Is this for science?
Maybe if you showed up, Mara.
Oh,
is it for science?
Okay, I was eating lunch like we had this conversation before. Okay, I'm a diabetic. I have to eat 5 hours apart.
All
right. But thank you for criticizing me for my health.
Anytime, Mara. That's what I'm here for.
Nice introduction, Mara.
All right, guys. We're going to take a quick break again. But when we come back, Mike, give us a little tease.
Oh, we have more technology stuff. Pretty, only it's not Elon Musk this time.
It's not Elon Musk. I'm not sure if I care as much. Right here, so.
Oh, you, I care.
All right.
And welcome back to Army Chat on Army Radio. If you missed the first parts of the show, I'm Malik. We've got Mike across from me.
Yeah, yeah.
Rashad.
Hi.
Avon.
Sodded.
And now Mara.
Hi.
Mike, you said we got more tech news today.
Yeah, we have some more tech news. This is Army tech news.
It's interesting.
Yeah, it's crazy. The U.S. Army is to test a powerful new truck-mounted laser within months.
Within months. That's the interesting part.
So it's like the Army has had weird technology for a long time.
They're always like, aren't they always like a step above what
yeah,
we usually
well, you, have? Yeah, your yeah. consumer GPS that you have now, that's the old Army satellites that they had in like the 80s.
That's in the 80s.
What's yeah, dude. No, our technology is way behind whatever the government decides it wants to make. Yeah, it's like this new truck-mounted laser. I'm trying to open it now to see what exactly... what it's about.
I love the idea that they're just like developing this in like a desert somewhere and someone just randomly drives by and they're like, what is that?
Yeah.
It's a laser.
Well, it's like there have been like convoys with like anti-missile defense systems for a couple of years now. And those are always fun to see where it's just like, it's just some crazy thing where it has like a scanner around it. And as soon as it sees something coming in at a certain speed, it like fires a bullet or something into it to blow it up. So it's like automatic missile defense on top of a Humvee.
What? That's crazy.
The Army does crazy stuff, man. It's like all of your fun technology that you get to mess around with probably started in the Army.
Yeah, probably. I could definitely see that.
Matches started off as trying to make explosives.
Really? Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, because the combustion of the match head.
Yeah, striking, he was trying to make stuff blow up. And he realized like his whenever it wouldn't blow up, but it would catch on fire if he rubbed the... match head on like his counter, it would catch on fire.
Ooh. Yep, and that's how matches work.
How do you guys how do you guys feel about these fun advancements in military technology, though?
I find that more enjoyable than space science.
Oh, I see how.
I'm the opposite. I think that it's important that we stay like the top, but we don't need lasers right now. Do we really need lasers?
Listen,
can we reenact Star Wars, please?
I mean, Star Wars is becoming a reality.
Yeah,
we just need the lightsabers.
Yes,
and Obi-Wan Kenobi.
I would definitely drop
everything. We already have rail guns. We pretty much have lasers at this point.
Yeah, so.
Rail guns.
So we have a Jedi in training. I would definitely be in it.
Like, how do we arrange the telekinesis? Maybe the telekinesis Elon Musk gives us.
Yeah, maybe it's the one robot in your brain, huh?
Yep, maybe that's it.
Yeah, see? Maybe that's happen. It.
Yeah, boy.
We
got the Force.
Oh, man. I swear, I would definitely eject that inside of myself and get the telekinesis. Ooh. Imagine moving stuff. Imagine grabbing a remote across the room and putting your hand. I would definitely do that.
Actually, there are people that like put magnets inside their bodies.
Really?
And they like.
Yeah, that's like a new thing where like electronic and like stuff like that, body modification. Like people put like lights under their skin.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I know people that pull like metal and then they can like feel
magnetic fields.
Magnetic fields and stuff.
Oh, that's actually pretty cool, but it's like that's weird. Like the light thing is weird.
Lights are probably too much.
Yeah, that's a bit much for me, but it's like
leave that to the cars, magnets. Okay?
I would never do it, but I could see magnets.
Yeah. It's like I think it'd be pretty cool to like be able to feel magnetic fields.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Magnetic is weird. It's a weird thing. Like,
don't really understand how magnets work.
Yeah, it just works. It's like gravity.
They did it in science. We did it in science class with the two bar magnets, and that's what I know. Yep. There's a plus and a minus.
There's a north side and a south side, and then north cannot go with north. South cannot go with south.
It's dying over here for some reason.
It's dying.
It won't connect to the internet, so I can't actually open my story to read. That's interesting.
I mean, I have one of them. I have a story up. If you want all that. Right,
yeah, just go ahead and talk about it.
Yeah, Daily Caller.
This is not going too well.
Says, laser weapons are nothing new to the U.S. military. The Navy announced in January it plans to mount laser weapons known as LAWS in military jargon on ships within the next 2 years. This was as of March 19th this year, 10:20 a.m. DailyCaller.com.
Huh. Man.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the Navy has stuff too. Like the Navy is the one with like the rail guns that can shoot like a 50 kilogram projectile halfway around the world at Mach 17. The Navy gets all the fun stuff first.
Yeah.
Because they're the only ones that have nuclear power to actually give it enough energy to do what they want.
Huh.
Yeah, like I said, I am pro-science and less pro-military, so.
Yeah.
I mean,
Elon Musk is more exciting than this.
I'm definitely.
That's all opinion.
Yeah.
It's all opinion.
That's true.
Like your opinion, man.
I'll go with Malik. I'm more science than military, but like I'm definitely really like it's like really interesting either way to me.
Yeah, like it's still advancement.
Yeah, I was like, whoa, we gonna get lasers now? I mean, we probably do have laser at this point. Like we just never show it.
But like, it's just nobody else. They
do
have.
We do have lasers.
Yeah, we go pew 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 on the enemies and like yay! Like we gonna have confettis now. But, like, you know the little halo thing, the grunts, confetti? It's going to be like that.
Whenever we shoot people, it's going to turn into confetti.
Yeah. Yeah.
Have you guys seen that movie Arrival?
No.
No.
Which one is that? That's the one with Chris Pratt and
Jennifer
Lawrence, isn't it?
No.
Which one is
that's
that?
That's Passage.
It's, God, I forgot who's in it. Amy Adams, I think.
Amy Adams.
Yeah, there's like this alien ship that just lands in like seven different spots in the world.
And
Oh yeah.
I watched that.
Yeah.
It's like
And
that's how
I loved that movie. That one was like
it's a really good movie. Like we should not spoil anything. But it's a really good. It's like
go watch the movie because it's amazing. But, okay.
It's like the one with like Jeremy Renner.
Yeah.
Forrest Whitaker.
Do you think like? Given a timetable, how long do you think it'll take for something like this to happen to Earth?
I feel like if it's going to happen, it's going to happen within the next 200 or 300 years.
Yeah.
Two or 300, I can see that.
See, but the thing is, like, these alien... Oh, I can't even spoil it. I don't want to spoil it, but spoiler alert. Oh, so these aliens came down to warn the humans. Like, they wanted to give help to the humans because they knew in the future that they would need help from the humans.
Yeah.
And the whole concept behind that movie is just, like, it's just mind-blowing because it takes, from beginning to end, there's a story that's not told. And I won't spoil that story because that one just, like, completely just, I just lost it all once I figured out what it was. Mm-hmm. But, like, you just need to watch the movie and just, like, and actually follow the story. This is one of the movies that you have to actually watch from beginning to end. Because if you don't watch for, like, 5 minutes, if you're on your phone or something, yeah, then you're going to lose your spot. And then you're going to get really confused. Is my mic on?
Yeah, you're on.
Okay.
You're on.
There's not I can't hear myself better.
I'm making sure you're not, like, blowing out the speakers.
Oh.
You have a deep voice, Rashad.
Yeah. Yes, I do.
But calm down over there.
You got, I guess, Rashad, you're into that kind of. I think the general consensus here, I feel like we talked about this at one point, is that, like, there's extraterrestrial life somewhere, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's just a question of whether or not it can get
here. If you look at it, Earth is tiny. Humans are very tiny.
Yeah. Yep.
There is a never-ending space out there with galaxies we don't even know about. So to think, it'd be ignorant to think that we are the only life in the entire, like, time and space thing.
Time and space thing.
I wish people could see that motion I just made.
And just like, did like an over the head kind of rainbow thing.
You know the episode of SpongeBob where he's like,
imagination.
That's what Rashad just did for all of you people listening.
Wow. Almost. Never thought we I'd hear that on radio.
Yep, there's a SpongeBob reference on radio.
Oh, but like extraterrestrial, like back to the timestamp. Like, you never know. They could be here tomorrow.
They could be here already.
It could be already.
Think about that.
If you guys want to get into that whole thing, that's we need another hour and a half for me to start going off.
We only have 15 more minutes.
We will broadcast a whole special of RMU chat of just us talking about radio.
We will have a conspiracy show at some point. Mara just made a face at me, and I am worried.
Mara is going to show up for it.
All right, Mara's going to say
something. Mara's going to say some words.
Just texting me. How nice. No, I really, like, I'm so into conspiracy theories and everything, and I know, I mean, I don't know, I just think it's so interesting. Like, with, like, time, like, what you guys are saying, like, time and space, like, it's so weird. Like, what if we're the aliens?
That's always the fun. That's, you see, I actually, like, listen to this kind of stuff and totally agree with Mara here. It's like, well, there's no actual proof that we started here. Like, there's nothing that says, like, humans were from here.
What happened with Shaw?
What if?
Oh, no, Rashad's got
what
some.
If? So, like, we go to Mars, right?
Yeah.
Humans go to Mars.
I go to Mars.
What if we explore all of Mars and see nothing? But in reality, there's something there, and they're just invisible. You ever think about that?
I love the.
Okay, Rashad.
What if aliens are invisible to us?
Sean. What if we lack the brain capacity to see things?
Talking. Well, that's the idea. People have behind, like, people seeing things, like, out in the woods where, like, it's like, instead of being in the dimensions of, like, our forward and backward, left and right, and then, like, time, it's something that lives in time and then another dimension we don't understand. Mm-hmm. And that, like, people seeing that is, like, this being entering a space where they kind of inhabit two of our planes where we can see them. And then it's crazy stuff, and I'm a lunatic.
What if we're already dead?
No.
What? Like,
reliving our lives. What if we're all just dreaming? This is the Matrix.
I don't accept that one.
It's all a dream.
Wait, there's Kara right there talking.
Kara's trying to talk to me because I kind of forgot to text her back. Sorry, Kara.
That's what Rashad does all the time.
Hi, Kara.
I text what?
We're live. No.
No.
There's too many.
Let her in. No.
I text everyone.
I text you all the time, Rashad. You just never text back.
Maybe you're not actually texting Rashad. You're texting someone else.
Yeah, you're not.
March
23rd was the last time you sent a thumbs up.
That was a week ago.
I thought he texted you.
You texted me like 10 minutes ago to let you in.
Yeah.
That was
you're
it.
Right there,
All right, guys. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Avian, Rashad, Mara, do you guys have anything you guys want to tease?
What?
No. I got nothing. You guys got
nothing to talk about.
End of the show. That's my tease.
No.
They can't hear you. Your voice is too tiny.
I said we can talk about the pirates.
Too tiny.
All right. We'll be right back.
Pirates pierogi.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned to RMU chat. And then afterwards, we've got a tease for next week. Something special with me and Mike. Stay tuned.
We got.
It was Berenstein.
Not Berenstein. I know. It was Berenstein.
Saw it.
Thank you guys for staying tuned to RMU Conspiracy Theories.
Wow.
Before we went back to the break, Mara, you said there's a new pierogi in Pittsburgh?
Yeah. So I was on Facebook, like always, because I'm bored. And
very nice, Mara.
So if Rashad would text me back, it wouldn't be an issue. But so I went to the 96.1 Kiss. And it said there was a new pierogi, and it's called Pizza Penny.
There's a new for like the pie.
Yeah.
What?
So what's in that pierogi?
Pizza.
Yeah. Pizza. How does one put pizza in a pierogi?
You just shove it in. Pepperoni cheese. What was that? You like gave me.
Pierogies are already disgusting by themselves.
Yeah. Hold on. What did you just say?
Pierogies are disgusting. They're a disgrace.
Pierogies are delicious.
Oh, wait.
Pierogies suck.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm horrible.
Yeah. Calm down over there. Okay.
All right. Hold on.
Horrible.
Hold on.
Calm down.
You guys are putting trash into your bodies.
Wow.
Okay. Oh. No. That's
ruining your insides.
We're trying. So you guys are trying to start some fights in here.
Yeah. Apparently.
I would win all of them.
Yes, I like pierogies.
Oh
my God. What is the matter with all of you? There's a pierogi for literally everyone.
That's false.
No. All pierogies are for no one.
Pierogies are not meant to be ingested.
Listen, I can admit that a lot of Polish food is really weird. But pierogi, there's nothing wrong with pierogies.
They taste awkward. They're slimy.
You guys don't know how to cook pierogies then. Probably. You guys are cooking them wrong.
Mike, are you gonna make us pierogies?
Listen, here's how you cook pierogies.
You won't get
you boil them.
Pierogi.
You boil them first.
All right.
All right, you throw them in some water and you cook them for an amount of time. And you get yourself a pan.
All right.
How much time?
Huh? I don't know. Read the box.
Read the
box.
Read
then
the
you
box.
Get yourself a pan and you coat that thing with some butter there. If you're into this kind of thing, you fry up some onions.
What about Mara? Mara is a diabetic.
Mara's a diabetic. I don't know anything about diabetes. You handle yourself.
Maybe you should learn. Don't be so ignorant.
What?
Oh, boy.
Wait, what?
Mara, you educate me about diabetes sometimes while I'm educating you guys how to cook pierogies correctly. Then you take those onions out of the pan, and then you throw those pierogies in there, and you fry them up to a nice golden brown.
Chill out. Oh, man. No.
And that's, if you're saying, pierogies are slimy, it's because you're cooking them wrong, and you're dumb.
I mean, I've had pierogies made by a catering company and school pierogies, so I'm probably making them wrong.
Yeah, catering companies are awful. I can say that I've catered for my grandparents.
They've had pierogies here in Romo's before. Have you had those?
No.
No, they're not that great.
I wouldn't expect them to be great because
pierogies are kind of hard to do, so they're not gross and slimy if you're making a lot of them. Yeah. It's time consuming if you're making more than
Thank you for
one
that very detailed information. I did not need to know, nor
Wait,
did
what?
I want to.
Wait, what? Yeah.
I explained how to fry pierogies.
Yeah.
It's really easy. Melt
cooking
some butter
with Mike.
Cooking with Mike. All right, we're going to learn how to make grilled cheese today.
Yeah.
Swing on by.
All right.
My mom makes great grilled cheese.
I think
everybody
makes
great grilled cheese.
Yeah,
no, my mom does.
It's bread and cheese.
Yeah.
You got to put butter on it, too. What are you guys doing?
Well, yeah.
Oh,
yeah, you got to do that. But, you can't screw up grilled cheese. It's spaghetti.
Oh, you can screw up grilled cheese.
You
it's
can.
Possible.
It's actually, a lady where I work at a nursing home, and this lady, she was cooking, and then she, left for, a minute, and she didn't tell anyone to, keep an eye out on the grilled cheese. It was black whenever she came back. It literally took a minute to, be done. It was so bad. And then she had to make another one. What was bad is the lady that ordered it was very upset because apparently the grilled cheese was already too, burnt. And so the woman that was making the next grilled cheese, because the other one was burnt, completely burned it, so... That's my story for the day.
Huh.
Mara always has a story.
Yeah.
You know, I do because I have an interesting life, okay?
Hey, no, I wasn't judging.
False. Wow.
Oh, man.
Rashad, that cough
Rashad's
is
coming in.
Yeah,
just to throw
are
some
you
things.
Sick or something?
Serious,
are you
man.
Sick?
Yeah,
you okay?
That's why
down.
We had you sit over there, Mara. Everybody needs to stay away from me and Rashad. We're performing quarantine in this very small room.
No.
None of us are allowed to leave for the next week and a half.
No.
We forgot to tell you that before we let you in.
Oh, okay. We're going to do a week and a half long RMU chat. That was actually the tease we were going to do.
Wait, so you're saying I don't have to go and take my test next Tuesday?
Oh, no. Somebody's got to cram it under the door for you
no,
to take.
No, I'm not taking it. I don't have anything to study. I left all that stuff in my dorm.
You should have planned for that before you came to RMU chat.
I didn't know I had to be here for an entire week.
It's winged.
We're going to have one of those sleepovers that they do in churches, but we're going to do it right here.
All right.
Come join us. But if you do, you're not allowed to leave.
No, yeah. I'm fine, man. Right, I got places to be.
Eric, kind of drive places. We were joking if you guys didn't know. But
I don't think that everyone knows.
I would hope so.
We are not the state. We're a private institution.
All right,
guys. We are actually going to wrap it up. But before we go, Mike, what are we doing next week?
Next week, be sure to tune in because me and Malik are interviewing a band with an RMU student, and it's Spinning Jennies.
Hey, Jenny.
Be sure to tune in next week, Thursday, 12:30 to 1:30 p.m. We might go a little bit over. We're going to be interviewing the Spinning Jennies, a local band on RMU's campus. Be sure to tune in. Don't miss it. Thank you guys, though, for tuning in this week on RMU Chat, RMU Radio. Bye. Your campus, your voice.
Stay beautiful.
Bye, guys.
Bye. We'll be right back.